Pete Kogel.
You're weird, I'm weird.
The state need not kill those that are killing themselves. Don't make it an easy job for them. The killing of kids with £2 chicken and chips is a tactic of war waged on the poor. Can't save wages on slave wages, and you don't think fresh fruit with your face on the floor. Nah, you need money for the kids, rent and light plus food in the fridge. But that last box can be the hardest tick, cause scraps will suffice but they might make you sick. As a child I used to chow take out, 24 hours later skin breakout. Felt so heavy with it sitting in my belly. Dessert was a sugar coated candy jelly. Fam, that's pig meat, mashing up the kidney. Make sure no government has to kill me. I was killing myself till I realised danger. Brain, heart, liver and lungs can hit failure. Now season, darling, veg and fresh herbs. Cut caffeine because it messed with nerves. Plenty lentils and chickpea curry. 20 minute meal for a man in a hurry. That's real fast food that won't break the bank. With enough nutrients to fill the tank. Drink water for the body's natural power. But water from taps can taste sour. Food deserts are designed to starve us. No fresh produce but we got Starbucks. Calories packed in treats to enlarge us. May not see the effects but the heart does. Can't breathe, can't sleep, can't run. Casamorphine wreaks havoc on the lungs. Just like fizzy wreaks havoc on the gums. And my old man said diabetes ain't fun. Ginger root is good for the youths. Blend it up and share a fresh juice. Burn sage, cleanse the room. Body is a temple, don't let it be a tomb. The food you choose to consume can damage. Processed meats and intestines can't manage. Cattle farming still killing off the planet. And it tells us every day that it can't stand it. Earth getting hotter while the sea levels rise. All because you want burger with those fries. All because you want milkshake with the meal. Then to combat diarrhea you take pills. What's the deal? Eat right, stay active, stay strong, cause the revolution is real. Never know when a man might have to dash. And a pig can't kill what a pig can't catch. It's more than just eating right, it's survival. Rasta man tell the youth eat idle. Daily exercise fresh air is vital. Whether you short walk, run or take cycle. Meditate to live life and love it. Plus stress increases acid in stomachs. Read and chill to keep the mental covered. And when you find struggle try rise above it. I find peace in the books on the shelf. Food on the stove while it cooks I can smell. It's gonna be good by the looks I can tell. When it won't put my body through hell. Well, well, I want strength like Phelps. Good practices and discipline helps. Not for the six pack, I do it for myself. Cause it's true what they say, your health is wealth.
Be healthy, be strong, right? Oh, by the way, remember you're a gift to yourself and a gift to your environment. Continue to be that beautiful gift. Share that gift in your food and all your gastronomic mastery.
And that's my gift to you. It's PCP 733. My name is Pete Kogel. That was Bob Villain. You've probably heard him before on the show, in a very shouty, rocky mode, but, that is a new, sort of side to him, which is what's good. Health is wealth. I was playing that, the other day, out loud. The wife was sort of reading her book and just ignoring me as usual. And she doesn't really normally like my music, so I sort of just sort of sneak in a few tracks every now and again just to see if she's actually paying attention. And then sort of in the middle of that, she went, "Constipation? Why do you got playing a song about constipation?" But, hey. Didn't listen to all the lyrics, did you, dear? Yeah. Anyway, Health is Wealth by Bob Villain, available from Bandcamp. Definitely worth checking them out. And he's coming to play The Great Escape, so I'm looking forward to seeing him then. Now, I've been seeing... I went to a gig last week with my mates Ian and Helen and an ever-growing ensemble of people that they know down in Brighton. Five bands in total. Six bands in total, starting with this one. This is Flip Top Head and the track is called The Scent.
I recognize it.
Recognize.
you said. So instead I replay the first part again. I'd ask you kindly,
we'll be right back.
So the first of those two tracks was by Flip Top Head. That was called Descent, which is rather good. And then after that, we followed it by another band called English Garden, and that was a track which I'll be playing quite a bit actually of. It's called, It's called Melancholic Alcoholic, which is, easier to say it sometimes than others. It was a very good evening down at the Green Door Store. I'll have some pictures of the website for you, showing the various different bands. Some of them are a bit out of focus, but some of the bands wouldn't bloody stand still, would they? Hey-ho. Anyway, that was two bands down. Third band in was Boss, and this is a track called STS.
Train lines, they make their descent. Like the plague rats in a ram, their prison for pen to see condemned. To the skip, Jack, same shit. The changes are only cosmetic. Still stepping on toes with a better more kicks. All these jumped on, slumped out from a business lunch kit. Trying to be fun and relate, but it's so strange. When you come back and think of the sexes, they're slurring their words, expressing themselves in vernacular terms. Taken from theirs, they scourge from the earth. I guess not, but I sound they when I think of it. Still the eyes of your wife and your kids are committing myself to tearing these bitches to bits. All these sauce cunts making their way through the bits. Say what you want, don't know now I'm a common dick. Do my point in the picture all out as you speak. Vignettes out of my quest and the scene sets immaculately lit. Don't wanna miss a detail, little pig. Screams yourself on the spec of the Instagram, missing you with it, nah. Should just grease myself up so I could better slip around. Get down on my knees so as to allow the little man to stand out. City set bitches and occupy territories. Sick enough. But there's still the sound. For concern, to reflect upon the nature of something that's earned. I guess not, it'd be kind of absurd to question the system which gave you the earth. No need to please your dinner date cause you're not gonna fuck it, just masturbate. The thought of a city said that they're your favorite trait. Voice sus cunts making their way through the bits. Say what you want, don't know I'm a common dish. I'm a point in the picture all lands you speak. The vignette after my question, the scene sets immaculately lit. Don't wanna miss a detail, little pig. Screams yourself on the speaker, the Instagram is you with it, nah. Should've just greased myself up so I could better slip around. Get down on my knees so as to allow the little man to stand up. Seize the bitches and occupy territories. Should've just greased myself up so I could better slip around. Get down on my knees so as to allow the little man to stand up. Seize the bitches and occupy territories. Sick enough, now let us feel the sound.
What do you say we whip up a bit of enthusiasm, eh?
So two more tracks from the not six but seven bands, so I don't wish I could count, that were playing at the Green Door Store. We had Boss and with a track called STS. And then after that we had Work Friends, who were rather marvellous, with a track called Stunt Doubles. That was one of theirs. There was some, you know, there was some really good stuff out there they're playing. Moving on then, we now have Porchlight and their track Drywall.
Sounds clothed in drought, filter it out with a sieve, make a shiv and boil over back to the stomping ground. Main road noise, bathed in doubt, fill the pots with pebbles and hang them round your neck to show affection, to form a loose connection, fill the walls with plaster to filter it out. Main road noise. Sound strap, steel cap, boots on, and stroll around. Concrete floor was dirty, we'll blow the flame out early. Fill the walls up faster, around, filter it out. For small boat, sophistication of bigger city. It's not the main road, it's the blue sky blinded. I'm reminded, my thoughts combined. I'm still undecided with my blue sky blinded.
First you think hello, this is a bit weird, but slowly, very slowly, it grows on you. You watch.
Shadows on my wall.
two more tracks to feed. The first of which was by Porchlight. That was their track Drywall. And then Honeyglaze, who I thought were sort of rather marvellous, but very, very shy. That was a track called Shadows. The lead girl singer was very hesitant at saying hello to anybody, but she was very good. Very good it was. And it was nice to see all the bands staying on and supporting each other, actually. So some of the bands that were there to start off with were there very late into the evening indeed. Right, we've got one last track from the headliners of the night, and then we're on to another band that just sent me the track out of the blue, really. But anyway, this is by Luma. They came down all the way from Hull, and this is a track called First Is Too Late.
Social, abrasive at times, and yet with its own kind of feral attraction.
Everything
for two tracks there for you. The first of which was Luma, who were the last band playing live. And that was the track called First Is Too Late. They were very accomplished and very... Some of the bands just didn't... I was talking to Ian about this, and he has this theory that some of the bands need to be sort of a bit more stylized, need to be wearing a sort of some common uniform. In the case of Work Friends, it was they all had the similar sunglasses on. And they had a guy that was pretending to be a bit like Bez, standing there with the tambourine, having a pair of sunglasses on, and not playing anything or singing anything, or basically, you know, just standing there looking cool, really. So yeah, so that was his idea. That was his thought that you know, the band need to have some sort of gang mentality, and Luma definitely seemed to have a gang mentality. Very good indeed. And after that, we heard Luna Karina. They were sent to me directly by one of the band. The track's called Virtue. It featured Laya or Lia on vocals, and it comes from an album called Lily, which will be coming out soon. And I thought that was rather marvellous. Rather marvellous indeed. Something else that's rather marvellous is an old podcaster is back. Well, he must be older than he was, so I can officially say old podcaster. He's not as old as me, though. Phil Coyne, who was podcasting well before I was, well into 2005, and was probably the first podcaster that sort of reached out to me as I was starting my journey. We did a few things together. He used to have a show called Bit Jobs for the Masses, and he played some interesting tracks. Somebody shared tracks and played interesting things. And there was a For the Masses network briefly, of a few podcasters that were going to do things together. And then he contributed and collaborated on the first Podfest we had, in 2006. He did various things and then he disappeared. Apparently he went off to do some stuff on Dandelion Radio, which I didn't realize. And then he's just come back with a new show. It's called Blue Deck Show, and you can find that at bluedeckshow.com with Phil Coyne. And you will find more about, him and the music he's going to play there. And as usual, he's got an interesting selection of, mostly indie music, but he found this band. So I thought, well, rather than just me playing the band, who I rather liked, and the track I rather liked, I thought, let's have a listen to him. So he's talking about how in the old days he used to get the music together.
Now, someone asked me years and years ago how I find the music. And at the time, it was just a case of trawling through hours and hours of songs and suggestions and submissions and things and finding the best one. With this next band, I actually just really liked the name, and then I listened, and it was quite a cool track. It's by a band called OK Otter. They are a husband and wife duo, and this track is called Crossbow.
remarkable that few artists actually use whistling in tracks, do they? Yeah, but there you go. That was OK Otter, and a track called Crossbow, and I picked that out of the Blue Deck Show at bluedeckshow.com, with Phil Coyne, as you heard before. And I'm looking forward to hearing him do more stuff, actually, sort of, because he's obviously, he's a nice bloke. I think he lives in Cornwall now, he said, and listening to the show, which I didn't actually realise. You can tell he's from Birmingham. But now he's down in Cornwall, so something different again. Right, speaking of something completely different, how about a bit of drum and bass from the Middle Ages? Hey? Yeah, you know who that's going to be. Secret Archives of the Vatican and the Battle for Brunnenburg.
Done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, 'cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, 'cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.
Rudy calling Caleb. Come in, Caleb.
Caleb here. One brother. Over.
You have taken up without me, man. Over.
Oh, no. Kingston, we have a problem.
Scar. That was Melbourne Douglas and the Regulators with a track from an album which is called K Manners Park Rocket, which is apparently a pre-order available at Happy People Records. Happy People Stateside, in actual fact, is their label. An awful lot of their stuff is downloadable for free, which is really good. That was called Rudy Skanking on the Moon, which I thought was fantastic. Before that, I thought it reminded me of an old poem I'd heard. I didn't actually realize it was by Gil Scott Heron, but I found that back out in the on Tinterweb. Whitey on the Moon, before that. So we had Whitey on the Moon, and then we had Rudy Skanking on the Moon. Whitey wouldn't skank on the moon. White men don't know how to dance. Speaking of white men, before that we heard Secret Archives of the Vatican with the Battle of Brunaber on Broken Drum Records, of course, is their latest release. Very much sort of mixing their neo-folk with drummer bass this time. Rather nice, rather nice. Right, two tracks in the mix. First of which is from Continuum. This is from an album called Urban Voices. It's on a label called The God's Planet, which is a bit weird. But the track is called Quick Fiction. Two tracks for you in the mix, the last of which was by Monopsia, and that was called Reefer Madness. That comes to us from the Pertinence record label, which is Pertin, P-E-R-T-I-N, dash N-C-E, .bandcamp.com. That comes from an album called Pertinence 85, Ultimate Sophistication. Is the title of that particular track. And before that, we heard from The God's Planet. We heard Continuum and his track Quick Fiction from an album called Urban Voices. I hope you rather enjoyed that. Well, we've got one last track. It's 15 tracks in the show this week. I've gone long because some of the tracks we played earlier were quite short. So we've got a bit of extra trackage in there, as it were. Back to Happy People Stateside, with another track from, where is it called? Another track from The Pie Tasters, which is a great title for a band. And their track called Keep On Lying. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you'll come back next week for more something similar or something different or just something. Who knows? And I hope you enjoy it. Anyway, this is The Pie Tasters and Keep On Lying. See you soon, folks.
I stayed too long when I should have gone.
Budapest.
That all looked very nice, but equally a massive hassle to make.